Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, the markets yesterday picked up in the last hour of trade, snapping that three-day losing streak, so the Nifty scaled back to 11,700, with the Bank Nifty gaining over 350 points. The FIIs, remember, net sold in the cash market on Tuesday session after 9 days of buying, so there was a little bit of trepidation on account of that, but all the worries were put to rest as the FIIs net bought 974 crores yesterday and the DIIs net sold 657 odd crores. In terms of the cues to watch out for today, the most important would be the April F&O expiry. We also have the Bank Nifty options expiry. Remember, the Nifty has gained around 1% in the April series. US is largely lower in overnight trade, Asia is a bit sluggish, and Brent crude is still at around $74 per barrel. It is an earnings heavy day, so we have result reactions from Bharti Infra, India Bulls Housing Finance, and the markets will watch results from Maruti, Axis Bank and Tata Steel very closely in today's trade. Other results to watch out for today include Biocon, GHCL, MCX, SBI Life Insurance and Rallis. Watch out for a couple of stocks such as Yes Bank and Hero MotoCorp as well, which come out with results on Friday. RBI has also asked banks to declare IL&FS exposure detail with results, so that would be an additional point to watch out for when the banks release their numbers. Also, the SGX is currently indicating that it could be a little bit of a softer start with around a 20-point downtick. But do watch out for any sort of buying on dips, something that we saw in yesterday's trade in the last hour. In terms of stocks to watch out for, we have result reactions from Syngene, M&M Finance, ICICI Pru, Shriram City Union and Muthoot Capital. India Bulls Housing Finance, the profit was down 7% on a year-on-year basis. Bharti Infratel net profit was 608 crores versus a CNBC TV 18 poll of 640 crores. Syngene, very good numbers, revenue up 30%, margins 30%. Shriram City Union, NII up 9%, provisions up 32% Q-on-Q, so that was a dampener. M&M Finance, net profit 588 crores versus a poll of 406 crores. SBI is in focus as the board has approved long-term fundraising up to $2.5 billion during FY20. Sun Pharma has released 8.25 lakh pledge shares. Jet has clarified that they received an unsolicited email communication. The sender has been advised to formally engage with SBI Cap Limited. L&T is looking to raise long-term debt and non-dilutive hybrid capital up to an amount not exceeding 7,000 crores. Ipca Lab has entered into a share purchase agreement to acquire 100% of Ramdev Chemical Private Limited for 108.5 crores. Bank of Maharashtra will conduct a board meet on April 29 to consider a proposal for raising capital. And Reliance Industries Arm Jio Cable has bought 12.7% in Hathway Cable's Arm via an open offer.